You've depended on accurate information from WBFO all throughout this past year, just as we have depended on your financial support. Please become a member today on Giving Tuesday. When you donate right now, your gift of any amount will be matched up to $50,000 as part of our Giving Tuesday challenge. Please donate right now by calling 1-877-456-8870 or online at WBFO.org, and thank you.
Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
The winds of change continue to work through City Hall following the departure of longtime Mayor Byron Brown. Acting Mayor Chris Scanlon announced Monday the departure of Administration and Finance Commissioner Delano Dowell, effective December 16th. In a brief statement, Scanlon thanked Dowell for his quote-unquote dedicated service and that he'd be replaced on an interim basis by Director of Administration and Finance Raymore Noseworthy. The resignation comes a week after Executive Director for the City's Office of Strategic Planning Brendan Mahaffey and Director of Real Estate Howard Greenspan exited the administration. The moves come as Scanlon prepares for what is likely to be a contentious race for a full four-year term as mayor of Buffalo. Former Fire Commissioner Garnell Whitfield will make an announcement tonight on his anticipated entry into the race. State Senator Sean Ryan also recently entered. Whitfield will make his announcement at Durham Memorial AME Zion Church. Will be a guest next week on WBFO's What's Next. Crews are still digging out parts of Chautauqua County where more than 4 feet of snow piled up in recent days. County Executive P.J. Wendell says the storm's movement challenged clearing efforts.
It really hit on Thanksgiving evening into Friday and Saturday. It was hitting mostly to the west and north of the Jamestown area. So towns like Mina, French Creek, Sherman were getting hit pretty hard, as well as towns in the north.
The county can expect more snow in the coming days as a winter storm watch has been issued from Wednesday night through Thursday night. The investigation continues into a Sunday night incident following the Buffalo Bills game in which two sheriff's deputies were struck by a vehicle. According to Erie County Sheriff John Garcia, the incident took place just before 1 a.m. at the intersection of Big Tree and Abbott Roads when a man driving a dark-colored GMC Sierra ignored instructions with his vehicle striking one deputy. The operator, described as a white male with a beard, was exhibiting signs of intoxication when he fled westbound on Big Tree Road and struck another deputy. Both deputies were checked by EMTs as a precaution. Anyone with information is asked to call 858-2903. A Kentucky-based firm is pledging to continue with local operations after acquiring a legacy Town of Tonawanda manufacturer. Hebler LLC, headquartered on Military Road, has been acquired by Carrier Process Equipment Group of Louisville. Terms of the sale were not released, though the Erie County Clerk's Office says the Hebler properties on Military and Riverview Roads were purchased for $3.2 million. Hebler employs 125 in Tonawanda and another 96 at a Port Colborne facility. And a special job fair will take place today for the workers who recently lost their jobs with the closure of the Sumitomo rubber plant. The fair, which runs from 10 until 2 at Lincoln Park Athletic Complex on Parker Boulevard, has been organized by the State Department of Labor. According to a department release, regional manufacturing businesses are expected to be available to provide information on possible new career opportunities. President-elect Donald Trump's pledge to raise tariffs on Canadian goods coming into the United States is creating consternation for leaders north of the border. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, the issue prompted Prime Minister Justin Trudeau into making an impromptu visit to Mar-a-Lago and a dinner with Trump at the start of last weekend.
For days now, senior political leaders across Canada have been scrambling in the wake of President-elect Donald Trump's pledge of a 25% tariff on all goods entering the U.S. from Mexico and Canada. That will happen once Trump takes office in January. Experts north of the border argue that the tariffs will be devastating to the Canadian economy. For now, federal and provincial leaders are using the time to build their strategies. That even included Prime Minister Justin Trudeau making an impromptu visit to Mar-a-Lago and a dinner with Trump at the start of last weekend. Before leaving for Mar-a-Lago on Friday, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said the threat of tariffs is a real one.
Donald Trump, when he makes statements like that, he plans on carrying them out. There's no question about it.
Leaving his hotel on Saturday morning after the dinner, Trudeau said he had an excellent conversation with the president-elect. For his part, Trump said the meeting was very productive and dealt with a wide range of issues. However, the Canadian delegation was told that tariffs are unavoidable, for now. Trump has said the tariffs would remain in place until Canada cleaned up border issues such as fentanyl and immigration. Also present at the Friday dinner with Trump was the Minister for Public Safety, Dominic LeBlanc.
It was a very sort of wide-ranging but cordial and constructive conversation around border challenges. And we spoke specifically about what additional steps we were going to take in the coming weeks and months. And how we could do so with American law enforcement as a partner.
The question for many political leaders in Canada is whether increased security at the border would be enough to escape the tariffs. In the days following the tariff announcement, Trudeau held a virtual emergency meeting with the provincial premiers. Some agreed that more border security was needed. Here again, Dominic LeBlanc.
We have a lot of work to do between now and January 20th. That was the value of the dinner at Mar-a-Lago on Friday night. Was to understand specifically with whom we can work over the next number of weeks. Most of the key players Mr. Trump had invited to the dinner table with us, that was very positive for us.
Canadian experts also point out that the Trump tariffs could be just as damaging to the Americans. Dennis Darby is the president of the Canadian Manufacturers and Exporters Association.
Application of tariffs between Canada and the U.S. would be devastating, not just to Canadian manufacturers and workers, but to U.S. consumers and companies as well, because those tariffs would apply to so many goods that are part of the supply chain. So it's really a lose-lose for both countries if those tariffs were to be applied.
Ontario Premier Doug Ford has echoed the message that it would not just be Canadians who suffer.
But I'll tell you, it would hurt the United States. 9 million Americans wake up every morning making parts to ship up to Ontario alone. And it's just a great partnership.
The Ford government has released a multi-million-dollar advertising campaign aimed at the U.S. market to stress the importance of that relationship.
For generations, this ally to the north has been by your side. Ontario, Canada. A partner connected by shared history, shared values, and a shared vision for what we can achieve together.
For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.